story is that there's an Indian god, and he is like under a waterfall or something, sharpening his arrows to because when he comes back, he's going to stage a war, and then this one lady walks from from this one village to another, and then she ends up getting pregnant, and then she has this baby, and then she says she doesn't want to keep it, so she's thinking if she wants to kill the baby, but then she decides against it, so then she just puts it in a canoe and then pushes it downstream, and then so the baby's in a canoe going down the river, and then the baby went through no matter what the baby went through, rapids and anything, the baby never got wet. And then the baby ended up at this Indian village. And then this one lady was walking down the river, and then she found the baby in the canoe. So she took it in. After a while, every morning, a baby would be found dead in the village. Uh-huh. And then, all the people didn't know what was happening. So, just one baby died. Then the next morning, another baby was found dead. And then, people were starting to think what was happening. And then this one lady saw the baby crawling down to the river, and then the lady followed him, and he came back with a fried tongue, and he was eating it, and then the baby was eating the fried tongue or whatever. And then the next morning another baby was found dead, and that lady went and looked at the baby and noticed that baby's tongue was missing, and then she told everybody that the baby was killing all the other babies, and then they put the baby somewhere, and then they were deciding what they were going to do with it, if they were going to send it away, or if they were going to kill it. They decided to cremate it. So they burned the baby until it was ash. And then the lady walked up to make sure that the ashes weren't moving. And then the next day the baby was back. And then the baby said that he wouldn't kill any more babies. And then nobody believed that it was the baby, so then the baby, they asked for proof, so the baby said that he would pull out one of his bones from his side, and then he pulled out one of his bones, and all of his bones fell out, and then he just was a big blob basically. And then And then he was known as the medicine man, because whenever someone was sick, needed medicine, then they always came to the medicine man and asked, and they told the medicine man what was going on. And then he always said to roll him over, and they would find the cure. So every time they would go roll the medicine man over, and they would receive the medicine. And then one day, this one man came to the medicine man and asked if he could have a potion that would make girls like him. So the medicine man said to roll him over and he will find the medicine. The man rolled him over and found an herb. And then, so, the medicine man said, do not give this to anybody or do not throw it away. So the man walked to his house and noticed that all these young women were following him. And then, like, this was going on for about a week or so, and then, like, the man got tired of being followed and wanted time alone, so he took the herb back to the medicine man. And then this other man walked in and said that he wanted to live as long as this herb will stand. So the medicine man said, roll me over and you will find the medicine. And then the man rolled him over and found a herb. The medicine man said, go to a place that with, like, no civilization, just out in the forest somewhere. So the man did. He took the herb, and then he turned into a cedar tree. The end.